Hey everyone, welcome back to the Daily Aces podcast. I'm John, or at JR Tweets Tennis on Twitter. And today I want to talk about a match from New York City at the US Open qualifiers. It's in the women's draw and it's between Yulia Hutuca and Jessica Ponchet. In this case, I want to back the favorite in a few capacities. First, -2.5 games at $1.91. or -110 odds for our American listeners, as well as -1.5 sets at 2.40 odds, or +140 for our American listeners. And there are a few reasons as to why. First, I want to talk about capitalizing on qualifying matches at Grand Slams in a few capacities. First, we have a plethora of matches. It is basically the first round of a slam all over again, or the precursor to the first round of a main draw, where there are so many matches that bookmakers are likely to make errors. But unlike the main draw, where the players are more well-known and more established and there's more information out there, we find even more mistakes here in qualifying draws because we have players, especially on the women's side, that are primarily playing at the ITF Tour and aren't as well-known to the both bookmaker nor the market. And as a result, I think we find a few edges to exploit, as we have here with the young Belarusian. The 21-year-old Hutuca has been very impressive the past few years, and she's really built her ranking to the top 250 the hard and long way. She's taken the long road, if you will, playing last year, especially outdoors at ITF 15Ks in Monastir. Of course, for those who aren't familiar with the ITF Tour, they play almost weekly in Turkey and Tunisia with $15,000 events. That's the lowest tier of the ITF level. Last year, she really built up playing a ton of those events. And this year, she's moved to higher level events, 25Ks, and recently in Nur Sultan outdoors at a 60K event. Of course, the higher the prize money, the tougher it is to get in, the tougher the competition. So we've really seen her build her game up, as opposed to Jessica Ponchet, who has played at those 25K and 60K levels consistently for a few years. Of course, she is more experienced. Ponchet is 24 as opposed to 21, so she's a bit more established, but hasn't really risen much higher in the rankings than the young Hutuca, and there is a reason. Her game is predicated almost entirely on her first serve. That's about it. Her movement isn't great. Her ground strokes, her forehand can be punishing if you get it into her hitting zone. But if you move her around, she really can't get to the ball nearly well enough to line up and hit her ground strokes with much power. Hutuca, on the other hand, she's also going to have that big serve. She's not going to be someone who... It's not going to be a contrast of styles. In this case, we're finding someone who can hit with Ponchet, who can hold her own on serve in case Ponchet does find a little purple patch or a red line on her service games, in her service games for a set. And then when it comes to any kind of extended rally, we're finding much smoother ground strokes and a much better mover in Hutuca. We also have the player who's been, frankly, for 2 years now in much better form, even if a lot of that was at the lower level at the ITFs. We're seeing Hutuca this year really step up, and her run to the final in Dubai in April against players like Danilina, Valerina Savinik, and then losing in the final, loss to hang your head at, and Jody Burridge. Pretty nice run. And then Nur Sultan picking up wins against Siskova and Kengiz as well before losing to a talented Mariam Bogvadze, who has pushed a lot of players that have played on the WTA Tour and actually won a few matches at a WTA event just a few weeks ago in Concord at the Challenger. No bad loss in a semifinal there either. And her indoor prowess this year, well-documented, a lot of 25K events, an incredible record for the young Belarusian as she has emerged on the ITF Tour. Probably someone I would put in the top tier of ITF Tour hardcourt players versus, again, Ponchet, who stylistically doesn't have much to offer outside of that first serve. So when we get this line or this spread under 3.5 to 4 games, and we're getting a full game from 3.5 without paying much juice, I think this is a situation where we have to jump on it. Again, -2.5 games at 1.91 or -110. -2.5 games and then -1.5 sets at 2.40 odds or +140. Thanks for listening, guys. And again, follow us on Twitter at JRTweetsTennis, @_noops, and @ace_previews.